Good afternoon. For generations, a rite of passage in our society is for you to sit there while an overly proud and bombastic speaker drones on, imparting the wisdom they feel they've gained over the years, boring you to death. None of it's relevant, much less important. It's a dull and awful part of the graduation process, and I have no intention of letting you get out of it. Now then, you're graduating because you followed the instructions given to you by your teachers, your parents, your counselors, and everyone else on what to do, when to beware, what to study, how to prepare, all that. And while I say good job, I also say big deal. You're being rewarded for doing exactly what you were told to do. That's a bit like kissing your sister. That's not hard. There's been little mystery along the way. The next step, you'll have many fewer people telling you what to do. And how you act then is the real test. What will you do when there's no one looking? When no one is shaking you out of bed or monitoring your homework? So, you're graduating from high school. I'm unimpressed. Next, somewhere down the road, people will tell you that you deserve to, or you've earned the right to go out and find a good job that makes you happy. That's junk. I want you to go find a bad job that makes you miserable. I promise you'll learn so much more and become a more interesting person from a bad job that makes you miserable. The first thing you'll learn is how precious a good job is and what makes it a good job. I bet every one of your parents has had at least one or two jobs that were bad and made them miserable. Those jobs taught them a whole lot about themselves and motivated them to change. Myself, I once sold doorknobs as a telemarketer. No lie. I've also had to sell gourmet Asian sauces in Eastern North Carolina, where the only thing those people eat is barbecue pork and sweet tea three times a day. But I did it, and I learned I never wanted to do it again. Those were bad jobs. They made me miserable, and it taught me to change, or else I'd be miserable the rest of my life. Next, according to psychologists, happiness is highest in late adolescence and early adulthood, then drops until you're old. Then you become happy again. So that happiness you're feeling right now, don't get used to it. Cherish it for the fleeting feeling it is. Within a handful of years, it'll be gone. See your old parents out there? See them smiling? They're happy again. They know what I'm talking about. And a lot of their happiness has to do with the fact that you're about to be out of the house. They love you, and they'll cry when you leave. But it will be a short cry. Now, wake up the person next to you and come get your diploma. Your parents' champagne is chilled and ready to drink. Let's not keep them waiting any longer. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.